Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And given the ongoing US government shutdown, there's a lot less information available regarding the performance of the US economy. So I think for this week, what we should focus on is the government shutdown itself. Just a quick update on what's going on there. And then the other is obviously the escalation or potential escalation in the trade war between the US and China that occurred towards the end of last week, which obviously weakened markets quite dramatically on Friday. In South Africa, there's not a lot of additional information out. We did have the manufacturing data last week, but I don't think it really changed the dynamic. For me, the most important development has been the resolution of the court case regarding the awarding of the contract for Pier 2 Harbour, Durban. To me, that's the most encouraging development in South Africa for quite some time. And I think we would now be hopeful that the Philippines company will start to get involved in the management of Pier 2, start to invest more money, upgrade various pieces of equipment, and just generally improve the efficiency of that harbour. And I think the sooner that happens, the better South Africa will be in terms of showing that the private sector can make a difference to some of the large infrastructure initiatives, as well as suggesting that we should do this with other important
infrastructure. Let's quickly update what's happening with the US government shutdown. They're obviously into the 13th day of the shutdown and are starting to become more problematic. The reason is that you're getting closer to the point where people will not be paid, particularly the US military. Their payment is due on the 15th of October. And while President Trump indicated that they want to find a way in order to make that payment, it's unclear where the funds will be coming from. And there are other workers within the federal system that will systematically not be paid. So I think that's going to start to create some political and social pressure within the US. And obviously, it does start to hurt the US's economic performance. In terms of finding a resolution that is making slow progress, the Senate has had 7 votes to try and find some interim arrangement. All 7 votes failed to achieve anything close to the 60 votes that you need in order to move the process forward. And so we remain in, we still continue to have a US government shutdown. And at this stage, the expectation is that will continue on for quite some time. Most people are now talking about it lasting potentially for at least 30 days. And clearly, if it lasted that length of time, it will start to undermine the performance of the US economy. And then it has other implications, particularly if you're in the economic space. There's a lack of information coming out of the US statistical services, and clearly that's going to have quite a big knock-on effect into next month's data, because there would be a whole lot of data collection that would ordinarily be going on at this time in order to prepare the data for next month's release. And so it's going to create a very substantial distortion that is now pretty much unavoidable. The other topic is obviously on Thursday, China announced that they were going to put export restrictions in place for some of their rare earth minerals. They already have some export restrictions, but they're going to add to that with effect from the 1st of December. And there was no communication of that initiative back to the US. And so the US only found out about it when it was circulating on the internet. As a consequence, the Trump administration reacted quite viciously to that announcement. And at some point, Trump announced that the U.S. will be imposing 100% tariff on all Chinese imports. And in that, it was stressed that that 100% would be on top of any existing tariffs. Trump said that that would come into effect on the 1st of November. Now, clearly, that's an excessive announcement, but it does suggest that the trade war is now going to escalate. There is a meeting between the Premier of China and President Trump at the end of October. That is a scheduled meeting at the Asian Pacific Conference. And I guess a lot of these issues will then persist until you get to that meeting point. Subsequent to the threat from President Trump, I think there has been some moderation in the rhetoric regarding the disagreement in terms of trade with China. But nevertheless, it's going to remain problematic until there's a more substantive announcement. Clearly, the markets had moved on from the tariff debates and had assumed that many of the tariff issues were resolved. So this caught the market unaware. And so the US market in particular sold off very dramatically on Friday as a consequence of this. And we've seen weakness in other markets. I think there's likely to be some pullback, some stabilization during the course of this week. But clearly there's going to be a persistent level of nervousness as you head closer to the end of the month and the meeting between China and the US in order to try and find some sort of workable solution.
That's all from me for this week. Tariffs.
Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up again next week. Please remember that Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider in terms of the FASE Act. Also, this podcast should not be construed as advice.